welcome everyone to this somewhat abbreviated Foreign Affair podcast. I am Edward Green, not joined as always by my... I do this every time. Wes Bradshaw will not be joining me this week live, but he will be bringing a second attempt at Anfield Corner to y'all. It's good. You're going to stick around. He in the first one, he really did attempt to solve the world's socioeconomic problems. Couldn't quite do it, but his second attempt is also pretty good. So we're going to go real quickly through the matches that were this past weekend. And Wes is going to touch on some of those as well during Anfield Corner. First off, it was Man City 4, Liverpool 1. A entertaining first half gave way to a score fest in the second half for the Citizens as they picked up 3 points. Bournemouth beat Fulham 2-1. Arsenal continued their march at the top of the Premier League 4-1 over Leeds. Brighton and Brentford played an amazing 3-3 draw. Those are two teams that absolutely deserve their spots in the top half of the table, and they played like it on the weekend. Crystal Palace beat Leicester 2-1, which spelled the end for the Broge, Brendan Rodgers. Nottingham Forest and Wolves drew 1-1, and Aston Villa got the better of Chelsea 2-0, which spelled the end for Graham Potter. West Ham beat Southampton 1-0 on Sunday, and Newcastle beat Manchester United 2-0 with a couple of second half goals. On Monday, Everton got a late show goal from Michael Keane to get a 1-1 draw against Spurs. That happened. On Tuesday, we had more matches, though. Tuesday, Brighton took down Bournemouth 2-0. Leeds beat Forest 2-1. Very important 3 points for them. Villa kept their winning ways going as they beat Leicester 2-1. And Chelsea and Liverpool drew 0-0. Wes will have more on that. On Wednesday, Manchester United got back on the winning ways, beating Brentford 1-0. And Newcastle, oh God, they've learned how to score more than one goal. They pounded West Ham 5-1. That gives us our look at the table now. Arsenal still 8 points up on City. City again have match in hand and still have one more with Arsenal to go before the end of the season. Newcastle and Manchester United in joint third place on 53 points. Tottenham 3 points back of them. Brighton 4 points out of fifth. Villa just behind them. They've been surging up the table now. Liverpool right now sitting in eighth along with Brentford at 43 points. And Fulham and Chelsea are their own little mid-table at 39 points. The bottom of your heart, the relegation zone, well, let's just keep on going. Palace right now sits just 3 points from safety at 30 points. Leeds at 29, Wolves at 28, and then West Ham, Everton, Forest, and Bournemouth are all at 27. Bournemouth currently the one in the relegation zone due to goal differential there. Leicester now find themselves back in the drop zone at 25 points. Southampton, 4 points from safety at 23 at the bottom. So that is a look at the table. Some news and notes. Real quick, we won't go over any of these stories, but I do have some stories we'll be going through. Of course, Graham Potter has been sacked as Chelsea head coach, and I'll let Wes tell you who's coming in for the Blues to right the ship for Todd Boehly. There's stories from The Athletic about the mid-table and how it's vanished. Very interesting. The minor league baseball players have ratified their first collective bargaining agreement. We'll get that one as we pimp The Athletic next week. Fun story about the Boston Red Sox, I think Wes is going to touch on as well next week. And then some more information on the Saudi takeover of Newcastle. Again, those we can wait for next week. But for now, now we get to Wes Bradshaw with a wonderful second edition of Anfield Corner. Wes, take it away.
What's up, guys? Welcome to my Anfield Corner. This is the second one I've recorded because the first one, which was well thought out and recorded and all that, somehow got deleted. But I don't know. I also did it like at 2 in the morning when I was riding down the road working. So so now I know I need to get Ed something in. So here we go. I can't remember what the hell I talked about. It was very deep. I think I solved some of our socioeconomic issues here in the United States. Probably most of North America I took care of. I gave a well laid out plan how Liverpool could once again dominate the world with only 2 to 3 easy signings, none of which involved Jude Bellingham, even though we're going to get him as well. think I discovered the meaning of life. And there was something else in there about Bud Light, but whatever. We're not going to that either. But anyway, I can't really remember any of it because I was like jacked up on caffeine at 2 a.m, like I said, driving down a dark road in eastern North Carolina. So instead, I'm just going to give you a few quick hitters because since I recorded that one, some things have gone down. Man, fun to be a Liverpool fan this week. 4-1, beat them down for Manchester City where we like abject shit. And then a 0-0 draw with Chelsea where we, once again, look like abject shit. I believe they said 4 straight matches now where Liverpool and Chelsea have gone 0-0. Whew, I tell you, the excitement never stops, does it? Even though there have been some really good 0-0 matches, this was not one of them, especially if you're a Liverpool fan. Klopp trying to shake some things up. We were missing a few guys. Guys, I think it's done. I think it's done. Top four. Nah, it's just not happening. I don't see it happening. It's going to take some collapses in front of us. It's going to take us getting hot, which, Ed, you can remind me, how many catalysts have I had now? How many wins that were the jump off point have I had this year for Liverpool where we've then gone in the shitter? 7-0 over Manchester United. Haven't won since. I swear. It's hard out here for a pimp. Ah, the milk's gone bad. But it's all right. I still love Jurgen Klopp. That's all that matters. I still love Jurgen Klopp. So, like I said, if anyone can ever find the Lost Podcast, I basically roadmapped how to fix this whole thing, but it was a moment of clarity I'm not having again at this time. So anyway, that sucks balls. Luckily, Liverpool have a nice easy match to jump back on. Let me check the... Arsenal. Well, I do know that Arsenal haven't won at Anfield since 2012. Yeah, Arteta was there. He played midfield for the Gunners. So, I don't know. It's a home match. It's Anfield. Anfield's the great equalizer. So, yeah, that's about all I've got to hold on to at this point when it comes to Liverpool. El Clasico was this week. El Clasico, for you fans of the Spanish game, or as the world media likes to make it seem, the only match that seems to matter in world football is El Clasico. Whatever. Real beat them. I'm still, when it comes to it, you guys know I'm not a Real Madrid fan. Jesus, they've wrecked enough of my fucking dreams over the last 5 years. And also, one of their greatest ever players, Cristiano Ronaldo. But man, I just, there's something about Barcelona. I've never cared for Barcelona. I'd much rather see Real win pretty much any day of the week over Barcelona. So, I'm down with that. Viva Real. Vamos Madrid. Yeah. God, I'll never forget. Ed remembers. He was there. Oh, that first Liverpool-Real Champions League final. All those horrible, horrible Real Madrid fans that were at the London Bridge. They just, ugh. Ugh. They want to slap some heads. They were terrible. They were terrible. You know what else is terrible, but in the funniest way? There's an old Kenny Chesney song. That's right, folks. Kenny Chesney, the country artist. Where Kenny says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I'm talking to you, Chelsea Football Club. God. These guys. Oh, it's a new era. Oh, Roman Abramovich is gone. We can get some stability at the club. Todd Boehly's on his third manager. He hasn't even had this thing for a year. He's on his third manager. He fired the Champions League winning manager that, like, every big club in the world wants. He fired him, Tommy Tuchel. Tuchel doing pretty good. He's apparently kicking ass, taking names at Bayern Munich now. I'll just get him into Champions League, Thomas. Oh, you always have had my support, except when you were at Chelsea. So he gets rid of Tuchel because then they're going to bring in, oh, we need stability. We need the guy that we're going to build the club around. Oh, we're going to give him time and we're going to give him resources. We're going to give him the players he wants. No, they go and spend like £400 million in the winter window for guys that Graham Potter wasn't asking for. And then they give, like, the great British hope, the guy who's going to fix everything long term, we're giving him long term. He gets like 20 some matches in charge. And no, we can't do it. He gone. He gone. So, Graham Potter, I'll tell you what, man. Graham Potter, take the money and run, dude. You're in a much better place now. Graham Potter, whatever the buyout was, which apparently he negotiated down his buyout. Fuck that. You assholes have all the money in the damn world. You're going to pay me every goddamn penny of my fucking buyout. Woo, pardon my French, folks. Start talking about my money that I don't have, and man, I wouldn't have negotiated that down. I mean, you know how it works. You know, he'll get buyout money until he gets another job. Shit, knowing Graham Potter, he'll probably have another job this summer. Hey, Ed, ready for the Graham Potter experience at Spurs? Would actually probably work out well for Spurs. I'm not going to lie about that. But, you know, so Graham Potter's gone. So now, who does Chelsea go to? Well, you know what? Maybe we're going to wait a little while and make that decision. Who can we get to come in, steady the ship? Well, we need a Chelsea man. We need a former Chelsea manager. Folks, my God, somehow Frank Lampard has failed upwards. Frank Lampard destroyed Chelsea, went to Everton, gets fired. Folks, he got fired by fucking Everton. Everton! Everton's a fucking joke! As I tell you every week, Everton is the fucking joke of the Premier League. This guy gets fired by Everton, and now Todd Bowley's like, oh, well, who can steady the ship? Let's bring Fat Frank back to Chelsea. I can't get enough of Todd Bowley. I love Todd Bowley. Other than taking Enzo Fernandez from me in the winter, I absolutely adore all things Todd Bowley. I mean, this is a dude who, you know, they praise how he's run the LA Dodgers. And don't get me wrong. I mean, he's built a hell of a team in Los Angeles and with the Dodgers, however way he was involved in that. But let's also keep it real. The Dodgers have won one World Series in this decade of dominance, and they won it in the COVID year, which has an asterisk beside it. So that's bullshit. And now Todd Bowley has come in. They've got all the money. Oh, we're going to do all these things at Chelsea. And all Todd Bowley has done is deep six this organization. They're sitting outside the top 10. Folks, Liverpool are having a shit shat of a year. I mean, it's like every step Liverpool takes, we're stepping in a pile of dog shit. And we're still doing better than Chelsea. Yeah, and Chelsea spent like, God, what was it? Chelsea spent like £600 or £700 million since Todd Bowley came in. And they're in like 11th. They're in 11th. They're garbage. Todd Bowley is hot garbage. But I want him to stay forever because if he keeps this fantastic style of management up, oh, chef's kiss. Mwah. Julian Nagelsmann's out there. He got fired at Munich. Tommy Tuchel took over. Tommy Tuchel time! I guess Lampard's still out there. That's it. God, if they just bring Lampard back full time, that'd be amazing. There's this pipe dream that Zidane will come. Shit, Zidane ain't walking into no shit show. Zidane has walked into one club in his career, and it's been Real Madrid twice. Zidane ain't walking into some shit show at Chelsea. I think he'd walk into the shit show at PSG first. I don't know if that's going to work. God, I'll tell you. Biggie said it, folks. Mo money, mo problems. You look at some of these big money clubs out there. PSG, Chelsea, Everton. They got all this money and they can't figure out how the hell to spend it. Or they spend it on something stupid. Or they just do dumb shit over and over. Oh, goodness. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, City have done well. Ain't won Europe, but City have done well. Madrid, I've never been able to explain Real Madrid, where their money comes from, how they got it. I don't know. They seem to spend it pretty well, though. Once they got out of their whole Galactico shit from, like, the early 2000s, which, my God, just a riff. Can you imagine that in this day and age? Jesus hell. I mean, you're talking about fucking Figo, Roberto Carlos, David Beckham, Kaká. Jesus hell. I mean, that was like a freaking FIFA team. And they never gelled. Oh my God. I mean, the tabloids were going apeshit for them back in the day, as was. God, can you imagine that group of like social media and all the bullshit that everybody has to deal with now? Holy shit. By the way, I think David Beckham would have been like the greatest TikTok person of all time. I'll just throw that out there. Beckham on TikTok. And not Beckham now, not polished Beckham. I'm talking like when Beckham was still a little wild and Beckham was out there like banging all these dime pieces and trying to keep it from posh. Because let's be honest here, David Beckham married down a little bit. Don't get me wrong, Posh Spice, Victoria, she's a smoke show. We know it. But man, we all know David Beckham could have done a little better. Could have done better. I mean, he's David Beckham. He's probably one of the five best-looking men who's ever lived. You know, but then, like Deadpool says, he opens his mouth and sounds like a prepubescent 10-year-old, but still. All right. So, I didn't solve the meaning of life here. I didn't solve all the socioeconomic issues in the U.S. I'm still not drinking Bud Light. But maybe I'm coming up on 13 minutes of just riffing and ranting here. Maybe I entertain you guys. I hope I did. Sorry I couldn't make it on this week for a regular show, but whew. As I told you, I record the first Anfield Corner at 2 a.m. while I was at work. They were all like that this week. So I'm driving around now on Friday around lunchtime. Just had a delicious bowl of soup. Because due to all that work and killer time this week, I got Friday off. Woo-hoo! So anyway, we should reconvene this bad boy next week. I have maybe my favorite athletic, pimping of the athletic stories maybe ever. And me and Ed will definitely discuss that. Ed's going to be 100-100 into that one because it's about our beloved Boston Red Sox. If not the Red Sox I have to deal with now, who just pissed me off on the weekly. But the Red Sox that really made us just love baseball even more than we already did. So anyway, all right, you guys have a great Easter holiday weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy it. They said it might stop raining by Sunday around here. So good times. Great oldies. Love you. Screw you, Blues. This is Wes. Catch you guys next time on Anfield Corner.
Thanks so much for that, Wes. And I hope Wes. And I hope you are feeling better and you get rejuvenated for next week. And we can have you back again live on the show. As for us, that's going to do it here for this edition of the A Foreign Affair podcast. As we close out episode 458, as always, you can find us on Spotify, which is just Podcasters for Spotify now, as well as Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn Radio app, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. On social media, we're a collective at AFA Pod. He's at Wes Bradshaw 21, and I'm at Edward Green. So we'll be back next week. We'll have more Premier League to talk about. I believe we're getting close to the Champions League restarting. If it's not starting already next week, I actually should take a look at that real quickly before we bounce on out of here. Yes, Champions League quarterfinals next week. We'll be able to talk about those first legs. Tuesday, Benfica Inter, as well as City Bayern. And then on Wednesday, AC Milan versus Napoli and Real Madrid versus Chelsea. So that'll come next week, along with a bunch more stories and more fun stuff. So until then, for Wes Bradshaw, I am Edward Green. Thanks so much for joining us here this week. And until next time, stay safe and enjoy the football. Good night, Everton.